dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I want to be a weatherman.
They can nail the wind.
What is this? I guess we're glad that the state golf meet is over, because no one would wish this upon anybody at a state competition. This isn't even close. This isn't even close to what it was supposed to be 2 days ago. I'm a little disappointed. I am sure a lot of people are heading into the Memorial Day weekend. But hopefully this is it. Get it out of the way, and we can, survive today. It'll be great. A lot of people getting out of school today that haven't got out of school already. Pretty much this is it. This is it. Everybody's going to be done by today. Maybe a few teachers have to finish things up, but summer officially going to be upon us as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, and Daddy will be.
I will be along with Tagatula.
All right.
Kearney Huff's set to join us.
Maybe he can fill us in a little bit more on what kind of golf they're going to play out at Craneview.
That would be great. We'd love to hear about Craneview.
He's been following that. Of course, state golf meet concluded. And we've got a lot of other things that we're going to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy Ahrens, Hastings St. Cecilia coach, is set to join us. Daddy, they and Alma, state champions yesterday. And a tightly contested bunch of six teams in Class C were going after it yesterday. And Gibbon and St. Cecilia both put together very nice rounds to finish 1-2. And that was after St. Cecilia beat them by 15 in districts, and it was 2 here at state. And then had to be even more nerve-wracking, Alma and Ewing. Can you imagine a team golf playoff for the state championship?
Somebody
got frustrated and just missed a 2-foot putt somewhere along the way, Tuesday or Wednesday, and there you go. And Alma able to win that on the first playoff hole.
Well, imagine being the fourth golfer teeing off in that playoff, going, this is not good. and I don't know what the fourth golfer from Alma and Ewing shot, but I'm guessing it's somewhere in the 95 to 100.
Oh,
no?
No. That's why they're state champs. They wouldn't be state
the last, I understand.
Fifth. You don't count the fifth.
Okay, so fourth. I'm saying fourth and fifth golfers going down and going, eee. This is going to come down to me, because the first two guys, they played, if you're a state champion, you played really good golf, probably, 6-8 over par. Now all of a sudden, this double bogey could loom large.
Yeah, so congratulations to those teams. We're going to talk with Coach Ahrens in just a moment. Don't forget Royals baseball right after the Doug and Daddy Show today. They try to avoid being swept by the Boston Red Sox. But St. Cecilia wins it in Class C. Gibbon was the runner-up. Richard Schneider of West Point Beamer, who shot 69 the low round on the first day, comes back with a 72, and that's good enough to win by 3 over Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon. Chris Kelzer of Wood River, 3rd. Jordan Reinertsen of Gibbon, 6th. St. Cecilia's Jeremy Merman and Jesse Suchek each finished in 7th, both shooting better on day 2 than in day 1. Those were the medalists there. In Class D, Alma and Ewing went to the playoff. Alma wins it. Cambridge was 6th. Franklin 10th, Bertrand 11th, Lawrence Nelson 14th, and Pleasanton was 15th in the team race. Individually, in Class D, played at Meadowlark Hills, your state champion was Joey Spellenberg. He is the defending state champ, so he wins it 2 years in a row. Not the best round, not the best score that we've seen. 153, 76, 77.
77 was probably a pretty fair round yesterday.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, and there's no doubt about that. I'm just saying that a little bit higher score, and we've seen that. Alma's Alex Ring tied for third. Dylan Cox tied for fifth. And Bo Crivelli of Cambridge tied for 10th. Amherst, Dirk Yonkers gets that last medal at number 15. In Class A, Lincoln Southwest wins it. They defend their championship by 9 strokes over Fremont. And, you know, as horrid as Fremont is in just about everything, they had a pretty good spring with their track and their golf teams, and they had the individual champion in Connor Niehaus shot 69 yesterday to win it by 1 stroke. Grand Island tied for 7th. Kearney was 12th. The low man for Grand Island, Seth Rhodes, finished in a tie for 9th. The low man for Kearney, Grant Davis, 159, shot a 74 yesterday, but not good enough to medal. And in Class B, after being tied in day one, Gretna was able to beat Nebraska City by 2 strokes to win Class B. Aurora 5th, Adams Central 6th, Northwest 11th. The medalist, Austin Miller of Gehring, he actually would be your gold medal champion. He shot a 137, 69, 68. And I believe he was the only golfer to go under par both rounds of any of the state tournaments. He won it by 7 shots over a Scotts Bluff golfer, so they had battled in districts, seen a lot of each other. From Aurora, Eric Ratzliff and Ryan Gross-Nicholas, the medalists, they finished in 13th place.
I was just going to hope you would say the name of the Scotts Bluff golfer.
Krzyzewski?
I'm not sure how that works out. Chris, a lot of letters, a lot of vowels.
Krasnowski. It looks a lot like Krzyzewski. But one name that's easy to pronounce, that's Blue Hawk, and they are champions in the winter. They are champions in the fall. And if you go back and think football, Daddy, they had to play Pierce right away, and Pierce goes on to win it. Many people believe that St. Cecilia was, well, 1A or second best team in C1. So these guys have had a great year, and we are pleased to be joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach of the state champion St. Cecilia Bluehawks, Randy Ahrens. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, hey, you know, it's soggy and wet, and we're inside, but it's got to be all sunshine in Bluehawk land again today.
Yes, it is, and what a great day to wake up to knowing that we're not playing in weather like this today. We had some good days on Tuesday and Wednesday, and thank God we were able to finish early and not have to play today.
Coach, talk about the weather this spring. Was it more challenging this year with just the lack of decent weather to get out in and having these guys, or are they self-motivated and do it on their own?
Well, I was very fortunate to have kids that are very self-motivated because, you know, this spring, and you ask anybody around, they'll just say it's miserable. Coach Benfield over at Aurora said at one of our meets in 37 years of him coaching, he's never seen something so bad, you know, through the course of the year. So, you know, our kids at St. Cecilia are just very self-driven and motivated that, you know, they get out on their own. We went one day to practice, and it was 40 degrees and raining out. And I said, guys, how about we just call it a day, and we'll just play 2 holes and we'll be done. You know, so they've done a lot of things on their own.
State Championship Coach Randy Ahrens of Hastings St. Cecilia joining us. I want to talk about the team race a little bit, Coach. You guys were going in as one of, if not the favorite, into this race on a course that I'm sure a lot of the kids hadn't normally seen until you tried to sneak over and get some practice on it. And then it was so tightly bunched after day one. And Gibbon, who you'd seen so many times this year, was right there with you. And Ponca, who's done well at state for a number of years, was leading by 1 shot. How did you feel after day one going into Wednesday?
Well, I was, to be perfectly honest, I was really relieved that we were where we were. Obviously, you know, I'd like to have been 10 strokes in the lead, which everybody would at that point. But to be 1 stroke back, knowing that we left some strokes out on the course, we felt really good about, you know, where we were sitting. And, you know, Bob Fisher at school said it's a lot easier to sleep 1 stroke behind and 1 stroke ahead. So, you know, we kind of took that, you know, just as an that we liked our position. We knew if we would shoot our average a little bit below that we'd be in the hunt. And our goal both days was, you know, 315, and, you know, we got there, and so it allowed us the chance for the opportunity to get our first state golf championship we've had at St. Cecilia.
Randy, all the athletes at St. Cecilia, one stands out. I think when people, you mentioned John Oswanka, I think a lot of people recognize that name in the area. You know, and he's been so successful. What happened yesterday?
Wow.
I'm just kidding. He shoots 76, and then all of a sudden, it's finally like, he's been so great and everything, and then yesterday, did he take a step back? We can kind of give him a little bit of guff because he's such a great athlete.
Well, I just, you know, we're grateful that he came back and shot a very solid back nine. You know, something that Jono takes a lot of pride in being competitive and being a top-notch athlete. And, you know, we're blessed at our school to have Jono as a great leader, you know, and pulling kids with him. I feel he pulls kids with him, not only through work ethic and, you know, obviously talent, but just his, you know, general sportsmanship. And he brings people with him, and he was very, very disappointed, you know, with his front nine. And his dad told me this, and afterwards he said he struck the ball much better than what he shot, and he just couldn't get anything to fall. And it was tough between nines to say, hey, Jono, we're still in this. And I heard reports on the back that he was one under through 14, and he was even after 15. And, you know, so that kind of, you know, made things easier, not necessarily, you know, where we were confident where things were going to turn out. But he's such a competitor and a leader, and, you know, he really did come through, even though he may have struggled, and 81's his highest score of the year. But, you know, it was a tough course under tough conditions. But as he said afterward, he would trade a state championship for an individual medal any day of the week.
St. Cecilia coach Randy Ahrens joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And with that, golf is such a different animal. You know, you're playing most sports like basketball, football. You just look at the scoreboard to see how you're doing. And you really can't do that with things being so spread out on the golf course. And Jono was the last, as far as the front nine, he was the last guy to come in as far as teeing off a number one. When did you get a sense of where you were and maybe when you knew that you were going to wrap this thing up?
I think it was at about 5:45 when they posted it, you know, because it was that close throughout. And, you know, I think we were relieved when we were finished. But as you said, the bad thing about golf is, you know, we were counting on other kids on the course that we had nothing we could do about. You know, I joked with Jesse Socek after he finished and we were watching some kids play. I said, you know, in basketball, you can get out and defend someone or foul them if you have to on a last shot. Here we can't do anything about it. We just have to hope that our best today was good enough.
Well, Coach, you guys have battled with Gibbon all year long. A valiant effort and a comeback yesterday for Jordan Reinertsen, and firing a 73 after shooting a big number for him, an 80 on the first day.
Yeah, it was. And you know, I told Coach Reinertsen afterwards, because I really respect what he's done. You know, obviously his kids have talent, but I really think he does a lot with his golf program, and I complimented him on that because, you know, to get kids to really buy into a team aspect of it, and he's had his, you know, golfers step up at the state tournament, and, you know, it's just a credit to them, and that's something that, you know, if we were to lose yesterday, we lost to the defending state champion, and so, you know, hats off to them because they really came to compete in a two-day tournament.
Well, Randy, congratulations to you and the kids on another state championship, and keep things rolling over there with the Blue Hawks, and we wish you the best of luck, and have fun on the course this summer.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and it was just a exclamation point on a fine school year that we've had at St. Cecilia, so I think it's back to correcting semester tests for me.
Well, and a lot of these kids in all the sports are going to be back next year, so it'll be fun to watch the Blue Hawks again. Randy, again, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for inviting me, and appreciate your show and all the coverage you give kids in the area.
You bet, Randy. Randy Ahrens, head coach of the state champion St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. They win the Class C golf tournament, which was held the past 2 days at the Kearney Country Club.
You mentioned the run in football. Obviously, state champions in basketball. Has been a tremendous season for the Blue Hawks, and You know, just a great group of kids coming through a school one time, and a special time over there in St. Cecilia-ville.
So we wish them the best of luck, and that wraps up the 2007-08 high school sports season. It comes to an end. What was the most memorable thing about the last high school sports season? Shoot us an email, the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. I said it right there, something had to pop into your head. I mean, if you're a high school sports fan, something had to pop into your head. What was the most memorable event from high school sports this past season? And shoot us an email, give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN, or the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk about the wacky Big 12 baseball tournament, another reason why are we even playing this thing, and we'll talk about that and more after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Why do so many people wash their cars and trucks at Money Mike's Car Wash in Kearney? Well, it might be because of Money Mike's exclusive high-pressure spot-free rinse with purified water for just $1.25. Or maybe it's Money Mike's super summertime savings, like two touchless automatic washes for only $4. $4. When your vehicle needs a wash, you really need to head to Muddy Mike's. Muddy Mike's on the corner of 39th and N. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
After a winter like the last one, you may have serious doubts about global warming. But finally, the weather is heating up, which means it's boating time! You don't have a boat? Well, that can be easily remedied with a visit to Buzz's Marine, your Honda Marine dealer in Kearney. Buzz's has a nice variety of Honda-powered boats on hand for skiing, fishing, or just cruising across your favorite body of water. Don't be left on shore. Get to Buzz's Marine today at 5th and Central, Kearney, or head to buzzsmarine.com. Here's some good news from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac of Kearney. Their new facility is finally finished! Midway invites one and all to the grand opening of the new and improved Midway! Not only does Midway look better, they now have more room for more parts, better service, and more vehicles for a superior selection! So stop by, see the changes inside and out, and check out the incredible incentives on new Chevrolets, Buicks, and Cadillacs at Midway, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, Chevrolet, and American Revolution.
AutoZone. Hi, Danica Patrick here. On the track and driving around town, Peak is a name I have always trusted. And now that they've introduced new Peak motor oil, you know that's what I'll be using. And it's only available at AutoZone, another name I've always trusted. What a great combination.
Get in the zone. Right now, get 5 quarts of new Peak oil available only at AutoZone and an STP oil filter for just $9.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
AutoZone. I am not a mechanic, I am an English professor, so I study literature, not lug nuts. But I do know my certified pre-owned Acura TSX runs like new. Just as I know its voice recognition system has a greater mastery of the English language than most of my students.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a 150-point inspection and a complete reconditioning. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for warranty details.
Voice recognition system available on select TSX models.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see cloudy skies today. We have a good chance for scattered showers and storms, and some could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of just 66. Tonight, a good chance for scattered showers and storms continues, and some could be severe. We'll hit a low of 59. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently, 54 degrees.
It's another one of our favorite games. Name that song.
Get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park.
Name that group.
That's Bob Dylan. Everybody knows that.
Oh, man. Derek, if they ever revive Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Daddy cannot be a phone-a-friend.
Absolutely right? Not.
There is no way. I mean, of course, then you'd be on there, and you'd be up like for a quarter million, and it'd ask you about like a species of fish or something. The only thing that he might possibly know.
Yeah, this species of fish is regular across Nebraska. It'd be like, oh, what? I don't have Daddy's number in here.
It's unbelievable. That was Dire Straits.
Sultans of Swing, Daddy.
Yeah.
Sultans of Swing.
Everybody knew that.
You know, kind of goes in there with those unpopular one-hit wonders, you know, like, you know, American Pie and...
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Dumb and Dumber.
Any Beatles song. Good Lord.
Did you just say Dumb and Dumber?
It's truly great American classic.
I heard that's what the show's going to be tomorrow.
Oh.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The high school sports season is over. What stands out in your mind? What is your number one memory? You could be anywhere from Class A to D, basketball, football, track, anything going on out there, wrestling, volleyball, golf. Heck, there's some great moments from the last year. Love to hear from you. Shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I know a lot of people out there planting their soybeans. Maybe they're looking to replant because that ground temperature is just not warming up, Doug. Oh, yeah. Dyna Grill, They have soybeans. They have plenty of soybeans still available. If you need soybeans for the first time planting or if you're replanting, an option for you. DynaGrow has beans, great beans, 90-plus percent germination rate. Take a look at what DynaGrow has available. Call your local DynaGrow seeds dealer today. Oh, getting ready to plant some sorghum, sun, Sudan grass. Oh, DynaGrow is one of the finest around. Call your local DynaGrow seeds dealer today, toll free. Today, DynaGrow is growing in the field for you.
Chipper Jones hits lots of home runs. Braves beat Mets. Mets and Yankees continue to stink. Yay! Although the Yankees did actually win last night. And boy, the big story. Oh, Jama pitched two innings. They're bringing him into the starting. Okay. All right. Great. Great. Okay. Thanks.
There's hours of talk radio.
There's nothing going on. There's nothing going on if that's what they're talking about.
Got Mark from Minden on the line for you guys.
Mark, good morning.
What's up, fellas?
What's on your mind?
Hey, just my high school memory for this year. Just of course it's going to be a whippet one, but just going to the state championship with that volleyball team, you know, just kind of I've followed those girls around ever since they were in sixth or seventh grade, you know, all the long hours and eating cold sandwiches. It was just kind of a neat run. So
that's creepy. I'm not sure you'd admit that. Oh, you mean just following their athletic – oh, I could – not stalking them.
You're very strange. You're very strange.
You don't have daughters, do you?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a joke.
And thank God. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, Minden had a great sports season, especially with the ladies making it to state and state runner-up in volleyball. Hey, Mark, thanks, buddy.
See you, guys.
Take care. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. What is your number one high school sports memory of this past year? I probably won't even, you know, throw one out. I'd have to throw out a bunch. But anytime you get to state championships and things like that, obviously Ord beating Minden in that state final, was good times in Chanticleer land, but also sad times for Minden. So sometimes you get those matchups. That was one of the amazing things, all the teams that made it down there to state this year, especially in high school volleyball.
All over you. You were like, what, 17 games the first day?
there was a lot. But and they're going to go to 3 days now. Yay. Big fan of that.
You know, champions were crowned yesterday.
Jama Chamberlain, your thoughts?
I'm with you. Now the big news is, and there's hours of sports radio to fill, and apparently in New York that's what they're using to fill hours of sports radio. If he's going to be a starter and that's where they want him, great. I think Jama, you know, it'll be interesting because I think a lot of people like to follow Jama to see that one inning and he comes in there and throws 100 mile an hour. Well, if you're becoming a starting pitcher, you're not going to throw seven innings of 100 mile an hour. So, no. People, you know, you're going to have to adjust some things, slow it down. Where you're going to have to place the ball a little bit better than just rearing back and firing it for one inning and then going in ice in the arm.
I think it'll be very interesting to see how Chamberlain does and how the Yankee fans react. I mean, I can't imagine that he goes out and has a 1.0 ERA through his first five starts. I mean, that would just be absolutely astonishing. Yeah, other champions crowd yesterday. Folks may have seen it on the news last night, or even he was on Good Morning America this morning showing how smart he was. A Geography B champion, 11 years old, from Lincoln, Nebraska.
He aced. He aced.
Of course, his name's not Tommy Smith either, but, you know.
Akshay Rajagopal. The question that he won on?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead here.
The urban area of Cochabamba has been in the news in recent years due to the protests over the privatization of the municipal water supply and regional autonomy issues. Cochabamba, something, is the third largest conurbation in what kind of... what's a conurbation?
It is a largely densely populated area.
And boom goes the dynamite.
A largely densely populated area. And I believe I have that right.
And
it is the third largest one in Bolivia.
Yes. And this 11-year-old knew that?
He knew that.
And he will proceed to get, his ass kicked every day when he goes to school.
Pretty smart, though.
Oh, amazingly smart.
Somebody's going to win this. This will be from Nebraska, right? Huh?
Right on.
Huh, people?
11 years old. He's a sixth grader. It's from fifth through eighth grade, so that's pretty amazing. The sixth grader
didn't miss a question.
No,
He didn't miss a question. I mean, this is, you know, National Spelling Bee, National Geography Bee. I would have to think this is a tad bit tougher. You got to know more. I mean, you can memorize the dictionary or you just learn all the portions of the words. But this, there's probably more competitors in the Spelling Bee overall in the nation. But to do this, wow.
The host of the Spelling Bee was none other than Alex Trebek. So that was neat.
For the duration, or at least this has not been going on all that long, but I know he has the last few years. I think it's going to be shown on the History Channel, sponsored by National Geographic. So congratulations to our little 11-year-old new friend of Nebraska.
Akshay Rajagopal.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome.
Kind of an other neat story about contests. We're talking about winners today. Hastings St. Cecilia and Alma bringing home golf championships.
And Ajay.
And Ajay,
I think,
course.
I put that on my French dip. What's some Ajay?
A lady from Hubble actually won a...
I have that.
Actually won a contest. 65,000 people entered this contest. And yesterday, the game day crew flew into Lincoln, Kirk Herbstreit, Chris Fowler, and Lee Corso all arrived in different limousines at different times. And this lady was brought in a limousine from south of Lincoln, Hubble, right by the border, I believe Hubble is.
It's by Chester and Byron.
There you go.
Yeah.
So by Fairbury, or that area, south of Fairbury, by the border of Kansas. I've actually been to Hubble.
If you go, you know,
that's where our friend Brian Raglan was from, the athletic director at Cozad.
Interstate 80. It's a kind of a big road through Nebraska.
Yes.
And then there's York. They have like a water tower that's like a balloon.
Yes.
If you go straight south of York.
If you're going
through Hebron, and you keep going south, you're going to get down in the Chester-Hubble-Byron area.
Like if you're going to Topeka via Kansas City.
Well, like if you're going to Kansas.
No!
Yeah, Salina, maybe. Manhattan. Lawrence.
So she talks about how nice these people were to her, and then Bo Pelini stopped by. She's got to invite some friends along. They went to Vincenzo's in the Haymarket District in Lincoln and ate some Italian food and got to meet the guys.
So, congratulations. She's a retired air traffic controller, 65-year-old lady from Hubble. Population of about 50. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. She also got a $1,000 gift card from Home Depot, which sponsored the contest. She had her choice to go to the Rose Bowl or have the game day crew come to her house. She decided, they didn't want to fly into Lincoln and drive to Hubble, so they made a deal that, hey, let's have lunch in Lincoln, and so, which I think is probably just as good an idea anyway. Although, I'm sure the boys would have had a good time in Hubble. They were planning a barbecue and all that. But I think they, obviously, not a lot of people knew about this, or it would have been a bigger deal.
Yeah, I think it would have been a bigger deal. And I like how they mentioned in the article the bar / meeting place / restaurant in Hubble. There's one of them. It's all of the above.
80 acres.
Bill from Deschler on the line for you guys.
Bill from Deschler, 1-888-455-ESPN. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell you to call 11-year-old. He'll tell you how to get there.
Very, very valid point, Bill. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. There you go. Our 11-year-old Sanjay Gupta. Oh, no, that's the doctor.
Do you have this full story out of the...
That is the full story.
Okay, this is a full story out of the World Herald. I believe there's expanded versions. Actually on the front page of Lincoln Journal Star, and it's got like four other questions in them.
You can go to abcnews.com, and they have a whole bunch of them up there.
Let's pull up some of those questions, because there's some bizarre... I mean, how you would know this?
Well, you can't even pronounce half that stuff. It's unbelievable. One thing that would be easier, you know, I think easier than winning that geography is actually trying to hit a golf ball straight. But I still need practice, and the Kearney Golf Center is the place to go. They've got the only only lighted driving range in town, including individual or group instruction from Kevin Cameroth, who's been doing it for 19 years. He's given more than 7,000 lessons, individual or group lessons. If you want, you know, maybe you're just learning the game. Maybe you are feeling a little embarrassed about going out and trying to get some lessons. Well, bring your girlfriend, bring your husband, bring your kid. Come on out there. They're going to take care of business at the Kearney Golf Center, which is located just south of the UNK Health and Sports Center on Highway 30.
Everybody knows where you score on the golf courts, and that's around the greens. They've got a short game area as well.
That's
sand play.
You can come out and get a bucket of balls anytime. You're on your lunch break. You're trying to wait to pick up the kid. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do that. You're getting out of work a little early. They've got four different sizes of range buckets, so small and the big daddy size bucket as well. And you can do that and fire at their eight target greens, or you can just bring out the wedge, go with the short game. You can go with the driver and try and straighten that out as well. As we get into summer and into tournament time, you're going to want to work on your game at the Kearney Golf Center on south of UNK on Highway 30. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
On a flat panel TV but can't afford it? Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. We recommend Vizio as we did a year ago. VIZIO.com. Fastest growing flat panel company in America. That's shaking up the industry. A 32-inch LCD under $600. A 47-inch 1080p LCD under $1,700. They are the HD TV of you, the people. I've got one and love it. Vizio is available at Circuit City, Sears, Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's, and Walmart.
Appliances, they're having a Memorial Day event here at Lowe's. They've got 10% off major appliances, $397 or more. You know, we get 12 months special financing with purchases of $299 or more on our Lowe's consumer credit card. Then I'm off to paint. We can get $5 off 1 gallon Valspar paint. Where are you?
Looking at concrete.
Really?
Yeah, I really like concrete.
Come to Lowe's this Memorial Day weekend. Let's build something together. Credit offer valid 522 through 526. Additional restrictions apply. See store for details.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
Don't waste any more time and money on that old mower. Make this the year for a brand new John Deere tractor. John Deere offers tractors for all sizes of jobs, like their LA Series or X300 Series tractors. Or try John Deere's Z225 zero-turning riding mower. Take advantage of John Deere's low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment sold is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace has free in-town delivery. Bring your trade-in to Ace Hardware and Garden Center for a new John Deere in Grand Island and Kearney.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see cloudy skies today. We have a good chance for scattered showers and storms, and some could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of just 66. Tonight, a good chance for scattered showers and storms continues, and some could be severe. We'll hit a low of 59. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently 54 degrees.
Well, we may not like the rain, but I'm sure your lawn will. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, you've already probably had a chance to go out and mow the lawn, and you're going, well, I got a rock here, I got this there, I got nothing going on. Look at the neighbors, so nice and pretty. I want mine to be just as nice and pretty. And that's why you call Matt and the gang at Kermit in Kearney, 237-4805. And you can check out all the great work and all the things that they can do for you online at Kermit.net. You'll already be heads up before you call Matt and the gang and say, you know what? I think that lighted curbing looks pretty cool. I'd like to have that out back. Or you might want some stamp curbing. You're going to say, you know what? That would look good out back. And how about we do something around the sandbox in the playground area for the kids?
You know, I'm looking at my neighbors going, boy, that looks nice, but I just wish I had a different color. No problem. All assortment, an array of colors. On all the stamp curbing.
Whether they're working on flower beds or tree edging, pathways or walkways, you can get it done from Kerbit. Border applications from Kerbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edging and trimming by 75%. Set your appointment with Matt today and the gang at Kerbit, 237-4805, or check out how they can do your summer landscaping project on the net. Kerbit, C-U-R-B-I-T, Kerbit.net. I have lost faith, and again, we'd still love to hear from you on your high school highlight moment from the area this year. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. I once again lost faith, lost heart in the NBA last night. The San Antonio Spurs are up 20 points. with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter and lose. I mean, give me it. This gets me to the edge of wanting to curse on the air. I mean, come on. You get your NBA conspiracy theorists out there, and this is one of the reasons why. I mean, give me a break. You're the defending world champs. You've held the Lakers to 45 points in, let's see, that'd be 24 minutes, and then you add another six. So in 30 minutes, they have 45 points, and they score 44 in the next 18.
Well, apparently Kobe just didn't want to shoot the first half. He scored 2 points. Now, I don't know when the last time that's happened, but I think you'd have to go back a long, long time. He was distributing the ball.
It's a joke.
What was he doing?
It's a joke.
He had five
You're
assists.
You're the Spurs. This isn't a regular season game where you're taking on the Miami Heat and they got up on you, or you're taking on, you know, a lesser team in the NBA. You're not playing Portland. You know, you're playing the top two teams in the conference, the defending champ and the number one team at home. The Lakers should have lost this game. It's that kind of game that make me, and I'm not a fan of the Lakers, but it's that kind of thing that just makes me want to see the Lakers sweep them and get them out of here. You know what? You were up 20. Don't tell me you were tired from the plane flight and you just came off a tough 7-game series. You were up 20 with 6 to go in the third quarter. And it wasn't like, again, this was a 122-118 ball game. This was 89-85. It was some of that low scoring, sloppy. The Spurs hit a lot of shots in the first quarter, and that's why they got a nice lead. What makes that interesting?
Ooh, a 20-point comeback.
They win in game 7. They go to the airport to fly out. You're talking about the plane flight, why they could have been tired. So they get on the plane. Plane has mechanical failures. The charter company in which the Spurs take...
This is at 2 in the morning. Can't find a hotel. There's nothing available.
They're going through bankruptcy, this company, so they're having trouble getting mechanics to work on this plane. They sit there until 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning before they can fly out. The players have to stay on the plane, literally.
Well, they did.
They did stay on the plane.
They slept there.
And then they took off. So a lot of people thought there would be a huge hangover effect from that.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. You can give us a call at any time at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Love to have you on the program today. NBA NHL begins on Saturday. We've had our predictions. Derek taking Pittsburgh, Bliss Littler taking Detroit. And I can think of no more two hockey experts, maybe Tommy Rudrud and some of the other coaches up for the Storm. You care?
The only reason I care, because I think maybe something that could save hockey, because a lot of people think it's dead, is Sid the Kid Crosby and this Milken. I think they're a high-potent offense.
I guess I'd like to see Pittsburgh because it would be the start of a dynasty. Detroit has been in and they've been winning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Detroit's got all the experience you would want. They know they have all the hockey smarts. They, they don't commit a lot of penalties. They're kind of
they're savvy.
They're your prototypical savvy playoff kind of team, and they're looking pretty good. But personally, I like Pittsburgh.
Derek, in casually observing, and obviously you watch SportsCenter every day, or we do most days, and you get to see the highlights, a little bit here and there. It's not prominent. It's not the first thing they lead in with, but it just seems like every time they show Penguins highlights, there's 4, 5, 6 goals scored. I mean, they score a goal. It's not the 1-0 thing that nobody likes to see. They're around the net. They put the puck in the net.
Yeah, and over the last couple of games, they've been scoring early and often. I think the last game I watched them play a couple games back, they had 2 goals in the first 10 minutes of the game. We're moving the puck really well. And got a lot of good players, like you said, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. Ryan Malone's been doing a good job this year as well. They got good goaltending matchup coming up. I think it's like you said, it's the best two teams you could have, and it's hopefully will return hockey a bit of that hockey prominence.
I think we have a new game I just invented here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You remember when we used to play former Husker coach or name in the phone book? We will now, maybe tomorrow you could get this going, Daddy, and give away some Wendy's lunches or something or some T-shirts or whatever you want to do. It could be National Hockey League player or participant in the National Geography Bee.
Ah, there you go.
Hockey Geography Bee. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, and another thing, if you're wondering, gosh, maybe should I be by my radio tomorrow? I don't know what those bozos are going to talk about. You will get to hear the entire sound bit of Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Yeah, okay,
because great. You're gone.
Nebraska baseball, the Big 12 baseball tournament, all wacky. But before we get to that, we are down to the Final Four in the NBA. We've got a game in each. We talked about the NHL. We're down to the Final Four. Not who do you think's going to win, but out of the four that are left, who do you want to win the NBA title?
Boston.
We agree on Boston. Okay. Nebraska baseball, before we go into the break here, it wasn't just the Huskers, but the Huskers were embarrassed more than anybody else yesterday. Oklahoma beat A&M, but all four runs were unearned, so you put that on your defense, although you got to wonder if everybody's throwing their number one, which not everybody did. Missouri didn't throw their number one. Nebraska obviously didn't throw their number one. Not positive on everybody else, but some of them did, some of them didn't. Baylor beat Nebraska 10-4. Daddy, that should put Baylor into the NCAA tournament. Nebraska still has a chance to play in the championship on Sunday. The good news is Kansas State beat Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State needs to beat Baylor tomorrow. That's a huge game. And then it would come down to Nebraska, Oklahoma State. Then it wouldn't make so much difference. But, you know, if you don't go 3-0 in your pool, odds of making the finals are very slim.
Okay, now who do you pitch tomorrow? Do you change this around? Tomorrow's a must win. I think Johnny Dorn's got to go tomorrow.
Yeah, they're gonna pitch Johnny Dorn. Friday. They're gonna pitch.
It's not what they've said.
You think it's gonna be Thad Weber?
That was the early indication.
Well, before the tournament started, it was supposed to be Dorn on Friday. Now I guess Nebraska was expecting to beat Baylor. I think they were really throwing the dice with Dan Jennings. I really think they were. And it, you know what? It wasn't. Even though Baylor scored 10 runs, that was on the bullpen. Nebraska's got to score runs. You've got to score runs. The pitching has been there all year. Don't start blaming the pitching now. It hasn't been there necessarily lately, but you got to score runs. And Nebraska, how many times when the pitching was good, the hitting still wasn't that good, and then we got into this shootout with A&M, and everybody thought, well, whatever, we won, and we scored a lot of runs. Well, A&M was, like they did yesterday, kicking the ball all over the ballpark.
Well, you're talking about key hits at key times all throughout the year that have produced runs for this team to win games 5-3. Yesterday, runners advanced second and third. Pop up on the infield. You know, two outs, they're out of the inning.
Are you worried yet?
You know what? For the first time yesterday, I started to shake my head a little bit. I'm kind of, you know, I'm the internal optimist. I'm cheering for this team. You know, a bunch of no-names came together and had this great, great season. And took us kind of along for the ride, and it was like we got so high, we haven't been low, and it's starting to get low.
A&M is low right now. Nebraska is low right now. Oklahoma State's got to feel a little bad and down in the dumps, but obviously this is opening up a chance for a sixth team to get in out of the Big 12. Oklahoma wins, K-State wins, Baylor wins. And so they all now have put themselves in positions to at least play in the championship game. And you've got to think one of those teams will be playing in the championship game come Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Well, the defense has been so solid, too, Doug, and we're having errors at key times. And somebody said yesterday, one of our buddies said, I want to cheer for this team so bad. They were so good all year long at doing the right thing and playing good defense and getting the pitching. And it's just tough to right now with the way they're playing.
Makes me shake my head. In fact, you shook your head for the first time yesterday, and did you tweak? A little tweak?
Yep, a little tweak.
Well, whether it's work, whether it's play, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center have been taking care of our kids for over 15 years with two clinics in Kearney, locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. They go beyond physical therapy. They want you on the road to recovery and a normal lifestyle as quickly as possible. Don't choose a name. Choose a team that cares. From back and neck pain to injuries in the pain shoulder, wherever it's at, the physical therapists are committed to offering comprehensive rehabilitation programs. They serve the athlete to the non-athlete alike with services that encompass a wide variety of therapy provided by their highly specialized staff using state-of-the-art diagnostic and rehabilitative equipment. They come well recommended at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, two clinics in Kearney with locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
Foul ball!
Hey man, was that your new car?
What?
That foul ball just shattered your windshield.
You gotta be kidding me. Now what am I gonna do?
You gotta get to Kearney Glass.
You never know when that foul ball or that rock on the road is gonna strike your car. Kearney Glass is ready to serve you with on-site repairs and delivery, including 24-hour emergency repair. And during the month of May, replace your windshield at Kearney Glass and receive free windshield wipers or chip repair for 6 months. Kearney Glass at 16 East 23rd Street, your one-stop glass shop.
Desire a unique eating experience that's fun, fast, delicious, and healthy for the whole family? Then you must try the Mongolian Grill in the Vista Point Shopping Villa in Kearney. The dining experience is like no other, as you select a mound of fresh vegetables, meat, seafood, and steamed noodles, combined with a multitude of tasty sauces to create a limitless variety of heavenly combinations. Then watch our stick-wielding chef expertly stir-fry your selection on a huge flaming grill. Open 7 days to serve you, Monday through Saturday till 10, Sunday till 8, or call for carryout.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see cloudy skies today. We have a good chance for scattered showers and storms, and some could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of just 66. Tonight, a good chance for scattered showers and storms continues, and some could be severe. We'll hit a low of 59. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently, 54 degrees.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to catch up with Chris Mahalik, the head golf coach at Alma, tomorrow on the show. Had a chance to chat with him and Alma, find out what do you do when you're playing for a state championship in a playoff. That's unbelievable. Hey, the 14th annual Shrine Soccer Classic is going to be played on June the 14th at Hastings College, and the rosters were released this morning. Girls that will be playing from Hastings, Hannah Ray and Melanie Patrick. From Kearney, Emily Gerard, Allie Seeberger of Lexington, and Emily Clement of Grand Island. On the boys' side, Jess McHarg of Kearney and Gustavo Ramirez of Lexington will be playing in that. The girls' game is at 11, the boys at 1:30 on the Hastings College campus for the 14th annual Shrine Soccer Classic on June the 14th. UNK and Hastings College track teams are competing in the outdoor championships starting today. The Lopers are in Walnut, California, and the Hastings Broncos are in Edwardsville, Illinois today.
Well, earlier in the show, we mentioned our young friend, a sixth grader, 11 years old from Lincoln, winning the National Geography Bee. And Derek's been able to find a few questions on abcnews.com. If you click on Good Morning America, I think it pulls that up. Derek, give us a question.
These are from the championship round.
How about giving us some from earlier round?
This is what they got. The indigenous people of Australia include the aboriginal peoples of a second group whose name comes from what strait that separates Australia from New Guinea? And then they give you a couple options. The Maori Strait, the Torres Strait, or the Tasmanian Strait.
The Torres Strait.
I'm going to go with Tasmanian.
Let's see. It is the Torres Strait.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that.
Let's see. Here's another one for you guys here. Maybe. Here we go. Makossa is a type of music popular in which country that lies northeast of the island of Bioko? Is it Indonesia, Gabon, or Cameroon?
I shall go with, let's see. Let's see. North. That would, boy. I will go.
What's the island called?
You'd have to know where Bioko is first, and I have no idea.
I'm going to go Indonesia.
I'm going to go Cameroon.
It is Cameroon. Oh. Daddy's two for, Daddy's two, for two.
I'm just like this Cameroon. Little guy. I haven't missed one yet either.
Cameroon.
In May 2008, the largest Chinese earthquake in over 50 years occurred in the Sichuan province. Name the capital of this province, which is located about 50 miles from the epicenter of the earthquake. Is it Bishuan, Chengdu, or Beijing?
Chengdu, duh.
I'm going to go Bishuan.
It is Chengdu. This is unbelievable. Here you go, Daddy.
I took the test before the show.
No, I didn't.
Name the westernmost national capital in Asia.
Actually, this was one of the questions in Lincoln Journal Star, but I still don't.
Ankara, Istanbul, or Beirut?
Ankara. It's what I think it was. What it was.
I think you're right. It is Ankara.
That one was in the paper.
Later. Can Daddy go 5 for 5? This is the last question here. The urban area of Cochabamba.
This is the one that we had.
You went 4 for 4.
Yeah. And I knew one. I mean,
something like that.
I read one earlier, so I knew the one.
That is the most surprising thing I've seen in years.
Go to our website and check out the Doug and Daddy blog. We are talking a little hockey. Derek has put up some expertise on the Doug and Daddy blog about why the NHL Stanley Cup is going to be so enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, you just head on there. Check out ESPNSuperstation.com. I give you reasons why to watch the Stanley Cup Finals.
You can give us reasons why you are or are not a hockey fan, or if you will actually just watch the Stanley Cup like the Indy 500. Nobody watches open wheel racing, but you watch the Indy 500 type of one of those things. Maybe a lot of people don't watch horse racing. They watch the Kentucky Derby. A lot of people don't watch football, but they'll be there in the room for the Super Bowl.
Looking forward to the Indy 500, and tomorrow you'll get to hear of Back Home Again in Indiana.
Your version or the original version? Because Whoa. Your version is on there, and Derek, you can play that tomorrow since I'm not going to be here. No show Monday. We will have Royals baseball coming up here at 12 noon, about 2 minutes after, right after the sports break from Mike Will. He'll have a sports update for you. So we'll be staying tuned for that as they wrap things up with the Boston Red Sox this afternoon. And then they head off to Toronto tomorrow. We want to thank all the fine folks that have joined us lately, and you can always check it out on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal at ESPNSuperstation.com. And now that the Huskers have lost that first game of the Big 12 tournament, what do you think about the Prairie Hills poll in one question? When will the Huskers season end? Regionals, Super Regionals, College World Series, or win the national championship? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote. Right now, the majority in the regionals at 43%, 24% say the College World Series. So there's still some optimism out there, but the majority right now saying in the regionals. I want to thank Randy Ahrens, head golf coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, the state champions, for joining us today. Alba coach Chris Mahalik among our guests tomorrow.
See you on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
Have a good Memorial Day, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!